Without any deceptive mode. So, those who realize impersonal form, not form, impersonal teaching, if they are teaching, they do not know actually what is God. Abbaligam. Prata. And why Brahma was favored to see the form of the Lord? Because he underwent severe tapasya. How was he? God, again, true truth is not false. He has his form, Sachidananda Vigraha. But that can be seen only by persons who have underwent severe austerity penances or engaged in devotion, bhaktyama vijnana. Otherwise, they will remain impersonal. The conclusion is, those who are impersonalists, their knowledge is impersonal. They have still to go further. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Bhavanam Janmanavan. After many, many births of continuing impersonal views, when he actually comes to the right platform of knowledge, he surrenders to birth. Vāsudeva sarvajati, tam mahātmā sudhati. That mahātmā, that sentence is very rare. Because all the so-called samis and yogis, they are all impersonal. But for our samis, they are very rare. They are not ordinary, the so-called samis and yogis. Because they know the personal teaching.
Sādi devo jagatāṁ paro guru.
Sādi devo jagatāṁ paro guru.
Svatishnyamastayasya Shrikshaya Ikshata
Svatishnyamastayasya Shrikshaya Ikshata
Tamnat Yogascha Drishamatra Sammatam
Tamnat Yogascha Drishamatra Sammatam
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhyajayabhavi
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhyajayabhavi
Sachintayan Vyaksharamekadambasi
Sachintayan Vyaksharamekadambasi
Upashanodhyagadikambachovibhu
Upashanodhyagadikambachovibhu
Sparsheshu yashorashamekavinsham
Sparsheshu yashorashamekavinsham
Nishkinshananam nirpayadhanam vidu
Nishkinshananam nirpayadhanam vidu
Nishamyatad bhaktriti drikshayadisho
Nishamyatad bhaktriti drikshayadisho
Vilokya tatranyad poshyamanaha
Vilokya tatranyad poshyamanaha
Svadhishnyamastaya vrimishyataditam
Svadhishnyamastaya vrimishyataditam
Tapasyupadishta ivadudhemuna
Tapasyupadishta ivadudhemuna
Divyam sahasrabdha mamoga darshano
Divyam sahasrabdha darshano
Word by word.
Divyam
Divyam
Sahasra
Sahasra
Abdam
Abdam
Sahasrabdam
Sahasrabdam
Divyam Sahasrabdam
Divyam Sahasrabdam
Amokha
Amokha
Darshano
Darshano
Amokha Darshano
Amokha Darshano
Jitani Latma
Jitani Latma
Vijito
Vijito
Vaye
Vaye
Vayendriyaha
Vayendriyaha
Vijita
Vijita
Vijito Vijita Uvayasi
Vijito Vijita
Vijita
Vijita Upaya
Upaya
Vijito Upaya
Vijito Upaya
Vijito Upaya Indriya
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 Jitani Latma Vijito Upaya Indriya
Jitani Latma Vijito Upaya Indriya
Atopyata
Atopyata
Smakila
Smakila
Loka
Loka
Tapanam
Tapanam
Tapas
Tapas
Tapiyam
Tapiyam
Tapatam
Tapatam
Samahita
Samahita
Tapastapiyam Tapatam Samahita
Tapastapiyam
Tapatam Samahita Tapastapiyam
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 Tapatam Samahita
Tapatam Samahita
Tapastapiyam Tapatam Samahita
Tapastapiyam Tapatam Samahita
Divyam Sahasrabdham Amokha Darshano
Divyam Sahasrabdham Amokha
Indriya
Jitani Latma Vijito Vayendriya
Sahasrabdamamo
Divyam Sahasrabdam Namo Tatkarano
Itin Jitan Alit Ma Jito Bayandhya
Jita Nila Ma Vidipo Vayandhya
Atta Apyata Samakila Loka
Tapanam Lugo Tapanam Where you are so sad, the one sad that is practicing. The Kali Yuga, this memory is declined. And they are proud, aware at once. There is no question of advancement, it is simply degrading. But this is Maya, falsely, that thinking we are advanced. In this age, memory will be reduced, duration of life will be reduced, people's merciful tendency will be reduced, strength of the body will be reduced. In this way, everything will be reduced. Now, you do not find a very strong man, very strong memory, living for a long time, bodily strength, no. It's a reducing. Now, people are not merciful. One man is being killed before in the street. Nobody takes care. This is a sign of reducing. Everything will be reduced. Memory also being reduced. There are 8 kinds of things. Reducing. One of them is 4, 5, I have already mentioned. Important. Duration of life is reducing, no sympathy. One is suffering from some disease, nobody is taking care. This is the sign of illness. Letting God, let me live. These are the signs of illness. No memory, no sympathy, no long duration of life, no bodily strength, no education. This is symptom of Kali Yuga. Therefore, the only means is Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. They cannot, in the ordinary way, it is impossible to make advance. So-called yogis, samis, they are all cheaters. They show some body gymnastics and talks all nonsense and becomes God within a week or 6 months. These things are good. Very precarious condition. Therefore say, Kalo nasti, nasti, nasti. Kalo, when you say Kali, there is no other alternative. And see, practically, our society, our students, they are simply practically chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So compare any so-called yogi and jnani and sannyasi. They cannot stand before them. Even though they are not perfectly advanced, they cannot stand. People are appreciating. So stick to your principle. This morning I was reading Krishna's activity. He regularly, he was rising 3 hours before sunrise, regularly. His wives were disgusted. As soon as there was a cock crying, Kakako, Krishna is there. That is warning. That is warning. Nature's warning. There is no need of alarm bell. And the alarm bell is going on, but he is sleeping sound. And if he by chance rises, immediately stop, so that it may disturb. It may not disturb. But there is nature's alarming bell, that cock crowing at 3 o'clock, according to this. And Krishna will immediately. Although who are sleeping with his beautiful queens. The queens are disgusted. They were cursing this top queen. Now Krishna is there. Krishna is there. But Krishna, he used to like that. He reached Krishna's activities in our Krishna world. So if Krishna answers, then we cannot imitate Krishna, but we can follow Krishna. We can follow his footsteps. How is it? He was Griha Sveya and Sannyasi. So our Sannyasi is not very great tradition to remain Grihastha, because we are going to back to Godhead, back to home. The home, our Master is Grihastha. Not only Grihastha, he has got so many wives. So, to become sannyasi is not very great credit, according to our Vaishnava claim. To become perfect householder, there is credit. Perfect householder, like it. To read Krishna books regularly. Why these books are read? Only for selling. Taking statistics, how many books they have sold. To learn, read, always read, 24 hours. As soon as you get time, read. I do that. I do that. Reading, writing, or chanting. But when there is no other way, to sleep little. Not to enjoy sleep, but because it is not possible to continue all that. Sleep 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, not more than that. Not that I am sleeping, enjoying life up to 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You know, some countries they sleep 12 o'clock. As soon as there is pizza, half naked we used to come and meet. We used to complain, it's a duty. Oh, if the Judy says, I cannot do anything, you request that. That was being done, you know. Dentistic service. Always police complaints. Police used to come. But we did not stop the beginning. So, things should be learned. We have got so many books. Everything is there. Now, here is tapasya. Akila loko tapanam. Akila loko, the whole universe becomes buttered by me. Tapasya. Now, you finish all reading? Yes.
Divyam sahasravdam mogadashino.
Divyam sarvam mogadashano.
Jita nila latma jito bhayendriya.
Jita nila latma jito bhayendriya.
Atapya asma kiloloka tapanam.
Atapya asma kiloloka tapanam.
Tapas tapiya tapiyam tapatam samahitam.
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 Tapatam tapatam samahitam.
Divyam saharastam amogadarsano.
Divyam saharastam amogadarsano.
Chanta nilatam
vijito vayandriya.
Chanta nilatam vijito vayandriya.
Atapya tasma khilo loka tapanam.
samāmita.
Tapas tapiyam sapatam samāhita.
This is called anupras. It is literary duty. Everything is called tapas tapiyam sapatam samāhita. Anupras. So many T's in one line. Tapasthati yam. So in Bhagavad, it is not that whimsicality. There is literary beauty, metaphor, simile, and what is called symmetry, rhythm, everything is complete. Not that whimsically a line, 3 miles, 1 line, and 2 lines, and becomes a poet. In Sanskrit, poetry writing is so not so easy. You have to follow so many rules and regulations. How many words should be the beginning, first line, how many words, the second line. Sahitya Darpan is a book, Sahitya Darpan. Therefore it is called Sanskrit. Sanskrit, everything is reformed. It is not like that, beauty but beautiful. No. If you say you are, then you must say beauty but and beauty but. But not that, sometimes put, sometimes but. No. That will not be allowed in Sanskrit. See, pronunciation must be regular. You cannot change. Sanskritam. Sanskritam means the force. Sanskritam. Devanagari. This language is spoken in the higher planetary system, even in Vaikuntha. This language is spoken. Devanagari. It's like Tokyo is Japan Nagar. Similarly, Nagar means city. And the citizens are called Nagarik. One who lives in the city, they're called Nagarik. So, Devanagari, this alphabet, letters are called Devanagari. But in the cities of the demigods, this language is spoken, Devanagari. They do not know whether there is a city. They simply go to other planet and say there is no planet. Why God created such planet? There is no living entity. How it is possible? And everywhere we see living entity, and why one planet is there where there is no life? This is most obnoxious. I cannot believe it. How it is possible? We see while walking on the street, even within the earth, in jungle, nobody goes. Full many flowers, blossoms seen. And there are trees. And see, nobody sees where there are flowers. And why Chandralok is so condemned that there is no living entity, no trees, no plants, and only some dust. And these people go and bring some dust, and take all credit. It cannot. According to our Vedic instructions, a living entity is called Sarvaga. Sarvaga. The living entity can go anywhere. Anywhere. So why not in Chandraloka? Yes, there you are going. And why previous to you nobody was there? So, it is very doubtful. What do you think? From reasoning point of view, and we get information from the Shastra that it is one of the heavenly planets. people live there for 10,000 of years. They drink somarasa. These are statements in this Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not yet public. Explained. It is cold, and that is also admitted by scientists here. It is 2,200 degrees below you. Therefore, they require some heating beverage. That is called somarasa. The Bhagavad Gita also says it. How we can believe that there is no meaning in it? One side is dark and one side is full of dust. These are our doubts. What is yours, Master? You think it is our life?
No. It seems silly to have a prison house if there are no prisoners.
Huh?
Why build a prison house if there are no prisoners in it?
We practically see everywhere, living in it. Why this planet is made solitary, there is no deity? How we can conclude like this? Even the desert here, there is a living entity. This is what is called this? Cactus?
Cactus, yes.
Yes. They are grown in the desert. Sometimes watermelon. Watermelon is grown in the desert. Very nice. So, how you can conclude that there is no life? Cactus is also life.
Srila Prabhupada? If they are really going there in the moon planet, then the bodies of the living entities are different than our bodies. Because the...
Then you cannot go and live there.
Right. So perhaps if they are really going there, then if they cannot, and the living entities are living there, as is stated in the scripture, then perhaps they are doing very much damage or intruding. Going against
first
the laws
of nature. First of all, let us admit that they are going. That is my first object. Whether they are actually going or giving block.
You suggested before that on the moon planet there were such intelligent beings that if someone was aiming to go to the moon, they could just by sight, by mystic powers.
Yeah, divert them.
Divert them
to some hellish. Now they are doing aeroplane, sometimes I have heard it. So if they are demigods, they have a better plan. And there are so many questionable things, contradiction from the we cannot accept that the statement is the Vedic literature. They are not right, but they are right, you know. I can't. Next.
Divyam sahravdam amoga darshano.
Divyam sahravdam amoga darshano.
Tani
Latma Vijito Bayendriya.
Tani
Latma Vijito Bayendriya.
Tapasapiyam
Sabatam Samahita.
Divyam Sahasrabdam Mogadarshano.
Divyam Sahasrabdam Mogadarshano.
Jitani Latma Vijito Bayendriyaha.
Jitani Latma Vijito Bayendriyaha.
tathitasma kila loka tapanam tapastapiyam tapatam samahitaha
tapastapiyam tapatam samahitaha
Divyam sahasrabhadam amogadarsano
Divyam sahasrabhadam amogadarsano
Chittan nilatma vichato bhayendriya
Chittan nilatma vichato bhayendriya
Atapyatasma kila lokatapanam Tapastapiyam stapat
travel round the world in 1 hour 25 minutes. Whole world was circumambulated. Actually, it takes so many hours if you circumambulate the whole world, 25,000 miles, even by plane. It will take day and night. What is the speed of aeroplane? 1,000 miles, 2 hours. So 25,000 miles, it will take 50 hours. But by other arrangement, it was circumambulated 1 hour 25 minutes. Similarly, by other arrangement, it can be done in 1 minute, in 1 second. It is a question of arrangement. This is there, therefore it's all relative. Everything is relative. You cannot walk. The ant cannot walk. Therefore it should be like this, it should be like that, according to my convenience. No, relative. We have got greater power, greater speed. That my speed, your speed may differ, and therefore what is 100 years for me, it may be 1 second for you. It is relative. All relative truth. In your calculation, it is 100 years. In my calculation, it is 1 second. Therefore, Brahma's duration of life is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahmano vidu. Brahman, here also dibbam, sahasrabdam. Now, dibbam sahasrabdam. Brahma's 1 day, 1 12-hour, daytime. We cannot calculate. According to our calculation, it is Sahasra yuga. Yuga means this Satya Trita Dapar Kali, that means 4,300,000 of years. And 1,000 times, 4,300,000 of years, that makes Brahma's 1 day of 12 hours. So, rascals will say, these are all imaginary. Not imaginary. Because relative truth. Your speed, your power, just like an ant. Ant lives, say, for few hours. That is also his 100 years. A jhan lives for 2 seconds. That is also his 100 years. So these 100 years, they are relative. 100 years calculation, your 100 calculations of the demigod, or 100 years calculation of the ant, they are not the same. According to the body, according to the power, the calculation. Time is unlimited. But according to my body, a certain duration of period, I say it is 100 years. We make our history. So that's what is said. Dibbam sahasrabdam. One may not miscalculate the source of one and no, Sapa is 100. Sapa is 100. It is Sahasra and 1,000. Dibbam Sahasra Abdam.
Sahasra, 1,000.
Abdam.
Years. Amokha.
Amokha.
Spotless, without a tinge of impurity. Darshanaha.
Darshanaha.
One who has such a vision of life. Jitta,
jitta,
control, anila,
anila,
life, atma,
atma,
mind, vijita.
That anila, life, the soul is being carried by that anila, the air. The yoga system is controlling the air upon, pan upon. There are different kinds of air passing. And the Atma is within that air. The yoga system is to take the Atma, shut it up from down to up. That is yoga practice. The anila is life here. And the Atma, the soul is within there. So by perfect yogic practice, on this air, the yogi can transfer himself to any planet. That is yoga. Not that showing some gymnastic without any rules and regulations, without following any principles. These are all bogus. Actual yoga practice is to control the air of within, which is part. By mechanical means, he can control, and at the perfection, the yogi can leave this body according to his will. That means, unless he thinks that I am now perfect, I can transfer to any planet, he does not leave this body. Therefore, yogis, still there are yogis who are 700 years old. 300 years old, 400 years old, and you see, just a young man, he's still in India, you find a yogi. They can give complete history which happened 200 years ago. If I'm eating history, they can give. This happened with an English man, and there he is. So, actually, I'm not his body. So if by some method I can keep, that is samadhi. We have got a limited number of breathing power. This is going on, breathing. So everyone has got, just like you have got bank balance, one has got 100 dollars, or one has got $1,000. Similarly, every living entity has got a number of breathing. That is, and if you spend, if you spend, then one day becomes $1. See, the yoga practice is not to waste this breathing. The breathing is wasted when you eat voraciously, when you have sex life, when you are at least breathing for long. Wait. So one has to control these things. Then breathing will be reserved. And plus, by samadhi, no breathing. But that is the process of increasing life. Increasing life means you have got a certain amount of breathing facility. If you can save it without spending, therefore you have to control your senses, your mind, your activities, your eating, your sleeping, because these are breathing. When it's sleeping, breathing, lost breathing. Sex, lost breathing. Eating, voices, lost breathing. Therefore they have to control of it. Then it will increase the duration of life. That is called pranayama. This is called pranayama. Prana means life, is life. Prana.
What is it?
Divine grace, is this also true in every species of life? For instance, plants and trees don't appear to be breathing as we breathe, they breathe through the
don't
pores.
Appear to you. What do you know about plant life? Something does not appear to you, that does not mean there is nothing such thing. You don't be so courageous to that you know everything. You have to know from this asana. They have got breathing, they have got feeling also. That is already proved by modern scientists, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. That when you cut a plant, it feels, it bends, and it is recorded in the machine. So everything is there. As soon as you find some living entity, a small pulse of life, sometimes you find in the book, it is lesser than the pulse of life. It is moving. It has got heart, it has got legs, it has got everything in it. Otherwise, how it is working? Everything. This is rascal dance, that this has got soul, this has got no soul. It is rascal thing. Living entity so small, 1/10,000 part of the top tip of the head. Very small, you cannot imagine. So any life he takes, any form, it has got all the, functional things. Everything is there. That is God's creation. Anoraniyanama, Somaniyan. The biggest of the biggest, he has got the same physiological construction. And the small and there is the same thing. You cannot see. What is your thing? That we are studying with our teeny brain. Oh, it has got no breathing, it has no soul, it has no. That is our teeny brain. But we have to know actually from authentic shastra what is actually. Shastra chakshusha. You don't see with your this blunt eyes, rascal eyes. You see through the shastra. That's it. That is real knowledge. What is our capacity of these eyes, these senses? They're all important. So whatever knowledge you gather, the so-called scientists, they're all important. Real perfect knowledge is here. Veda. Veda is a certain. Therefore, you should see through the Vedic person what is actually fact. So living entity sarvava. Sarvava means living entity can enter anywhere. As a material function is there. It's like we say, point has no length, no breadth. What? I can see point. Now in length, I have no instrument to measure it. That you say. You cannot say there is no length and breadth. You have no instrument to measure. What is the length and breadth of the point? You say. Similarly, you cannot understand what is the form of God. You say, oh, God is fine. Brahma was also we can understand. Here as we said that Rupam Sadayadeva Jagatana Paro Guru. Brahmane darsayana rupam. So, if God has no form, how He showed His form to Brahma? Yes, for Brahma has attained the perfection to see the form of God. And the rascals who have no such perfection, they have no form. That is the point. They, that with their imperfect senses or rascal theories, they are thinking that they have become perfect, but they are not perfect. First thing is that the senses which you are studying, they are imperfect. What is the value of our eyes? Unless there is sunlight, you cannot see. So how can say that our seeing is absolute? It is relative. So whatever knowledge we are getting, they are all relative knowledge. Relative means according to my power I am studying this is this. But they are all wrong. We do not know what is actually happening. Therefore the conclusion is that we have to take knowledge from the perfect Shastra Tattva Syat. Your eyes should be, actually you are doing that. Now, directly you are seeing the sun, we see just like a disc. But when you go through scientific book, geography and other astronomy, then you understand, oh, the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. Actually you are understanding about the sun, not by your direct eyes, but through the authoritative knowledge, through the Shastra, through the books, Shruti Pramana. That is evident. Shruti Pramana. Shruti means Veda. In the Vedas, it is stated, just like Brahma, is receiving Vedic knowledge from directly from God, Krishna. Brahmane darsan rupam. This is the process of understanding Brahma, how Brahma is receiving knowledge. Directly he is not, he sees there is nobody there, but he is receiving knowledge. Directly he could not see. Upasana. He simply heard. Upasana. Ear, not the eyes. So therefore knowledge has to be gathered by oral reception, not by the eyes. My Guru Maharaj used to say that do not try to see a saintly person. To try to hear a sentence. If you see a long hair and very strong man, he regrets that. No. You have to hear what does he speak. Then you understand. Upasana. Dibbam sahasrata. Then,
Vijito, controlled over, Upaya, both,
Indriyaha,
one who has such senses,
Atapyata,
executed penance,
Sma,
in the past, Akila, all,
Loka,
planet,
Tapanam,
enlightening,
Tapaha,
penance, Tapiyan,
Tamiyan.
Extremely hard penance. Topadam.
Topadam.
Of all the executors of penances. Samahita.
Samahita.
Less situated. Translation. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculations of the demigods. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky, and he accepted it as divine. Thus he controlled his mind and senses, and the penances which he executed were a great lesson for the living entities. Thus he is known as the greatest of all ascetics.
So one has to become ascetic and not go penance. Then these things will be done. Not with imperfect senses, imperfect conclusion, we can understand, no. Then?
Purport. Lord Brahma heard the occult sound, Tapa, but he did not see the person who vibrated the sound. And still he accepted the instruction as beneficial for him. And therefore he engaged himself in meditation for 1,000 celestial years. One celestial year is equal to 6 times 30 times 12 times 1,000 of our years. His acceptance of the sound was due to his pure vision of the absolute nature of the Lord. And due to his correct vision, he made no distinction between the Lord and the Lord's instruction. There is no difference between the Lord and the sound vibration coming from him, even though he is not personally present. The best way of understanding is to accept such a divine instruction. And Brahma, the prime spiritual master of everyone, is the living example of this process of receiving transcendental knowledge. The potency of transcendental sound is never minimized because the vibrator is apparently absent. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavad Gita, or any revealed scripture in the world is never to be accepted as an ordinary mundane sound without transcendental potency. One has to receive the transcendental sound from the right source, and accept it as a reality and prosecute the direction without any hesitation. And the secret of success is to receive the sound from the right source of a bona fide spiritual master. Mundane manufactured sound has no potency, and as such, seemingly transcendental sound received from an unauthorized person also has no potency. One should be qualified enough to discern such transcendental potency, and either by discriminating or by fortunate chance, if one is able to receive the transcendental sound from a bona fide spiritual master, this path of liberation is guaranteed. The disciple, however, must be ready to execute the order of the bona fide spiritual master, as Lord Brahma executed the instruction of his spiritual master, the Lord himself. Following the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the only duty of the disciple. And this completely faithful execution of the order of this bona fide spiritual master is the secret of success. Lord Brahma controlled his two grades of senses by means of sense perception and sense organs because he had to engage such senses in the execution of the order of the Lord. Therefore, controlling the senses means to engage them in the transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord's order descends into simple succession.
If you simply engage your senses to execute the order of the Lord, then it is conscious. Otherwise you cannot conscious. It is impossible, because we have got our senses, they are very strong. Savai mana krishna padaravinde. The mind is the master of the senses, the central sense, the chief sense, the prime minister sense, is the mind. Therefore, Maharaj Ambuli first of all engaged his mind in Krishna. Savai manah Krishna pada arvinda. So if you engage your mind always to the lotus feet of Krishna, then the sense deviation, sense going otherwise, immediately comes. The senses are very strong. They are compared with serpents. Duddhan pakala sattva indriya patali. Kala sattva. It's like cobra. Somehow or other, it touches immediately death. So our senses are so strong that it is simply dragging us towards hell. Adanta bhogi vichitantam. Mind is dragging somewhere. Eyes is dragging somewhere. Ear is dragging somewhere. And that sensation is dragging somewhere. In this way, it gets perplexed. Therefore, the process is Savai manat krishna padara bindayo pachangsi vaikuntha gunanuvarna. You have to engage your mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna and your tongue always chant and taking little Krishna. Then all things will be done. Savai manat krishna padara bindayo pachangsi vaikuntha gunanuvarna. And see, eyes will be engaged to see the deity, very gorgeously, nicely dressed. Then her eyes will not ask, let me see this beautiful woman. You will see the most beautiful woman, rather, any reason. Only ear should be engaged, always hearing about Krishna. Eyes, ear, nose should be engaged for smelling the flower which is offered to Krishna. Legs should be engaged for preaching what, going or going to the temple. And should be engaged for cleansing the temple. In this way, if you engage all of your senses, you are perfect. You are the greatest yogi. Yogi means yoga, Indriya Sangha. Yoga practice means to control the senses. But this bhakti process is so nice, automatically senses control. Yogi nam pi sarvesam madgatam tanatmana sudhyavan bhajati jumam sami dhiktutam. This is nice. Those whose senses are always engaged in serving or satisfying Krishna, he is the greatest. Therefore, controlling the senses means to engage them in the transcendental service of the Lord.
The Lord's order descends in disciplic succession through the bona fide spiritual master, and thus execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is factual control of the senses. Such execution of penance in full faith and sincerity made Brahmaji so powerful that he became the creator of the universe. And because he was able to attain such power, he is called the best amongst all the tapasvis.
If you cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is the value of your tapas? Aradhita jadi hari sabhasata takke. And somewhere or other, if you approach Krishna, there is no more necessity of that. You have already got all the results of that. Aradhita jadi hari sabhasata takke. Naradhita jadi hari sabhasata takke.
All glories to you.